have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Talking Well, let me start over. We already prayed, whether you heard it or not. I really did. I prayed already. Welcome to the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. We give God the praise. It's Thursday, and we are thankful. Hallelujah. So today I want to talk about, just briefly, I'd like to get down deep in depth at another time, because today was one of those days where I got so caught up in work that I had to transition out of what I was doing to transition into today's podcast. And it's usually like first thing on my mind, but today I was just so bogged down with so much, a mountain to get through. But we thank God we got through and we're here together. Isn't that awesome? So self-sabotage, what is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage is when we get in our own way. Self-sabotage is when we don't take care of what we need to take care of for ourselves, whether it's for ourselves as it relates to our responsibility to God, our responsibility to the home, our responsibility to the spouse, our responsibility to our coworkers or our supervisors, our responsibility to our leaders in the church, responsibility to our children, and it could even be, responsibility most especially to ourselves. So self-sabotage is when you know that you need to turn in a report and you need that time to do your research, to do your writing and your rewriting. That's your preliminary writings and then your edits to come back with that, you know, complete writing, something you could be proud of once you have presented it. But then you don't do it. And so at the last minute, you're scrambling, trying to get it together. And now you have embarrassed yourself because it's less than your best. You have sabotaged the opportunity to be great in today's terms. You know, I don't mean haughty, but as they say today, to be great. You had sabotaged yourself and you stole the opportunity to be great from yourself and you ended up being embarrassed instead. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about when I say self-sabotage. Sorry about all of the background beings and chimes and all that, trying to get some air. But self-sabotage is exactly that, when you rob yourself of the opportunity to give life your best. You rob yourself by not taking advantage of the time you have, not taking advantage, and I don't mean in a negative way, not taking advantage of the resources you have, not taking advantage of the knowledge, the education, you know, the presence of others that may be able to help you just get in your own way. And sometimes, if we wanted to look at it spiritually speaking, there are things that you can do much better to God's glory, but because you're angry and you're in unforgiveness, then you don't. Because you don't want to talk to the people or you don't want to talk to the person, you don't want to be in their presence. So instead of you being able to do your best and be your best, you're not, because the people you needed to touch base with are the main people that you have not forgiven. And we know the Word of God says that we are to forgive others if we expect to be forgiven of our Father. We have to understand that, yes, people get in our way. Yes, they step on our toes. Yes, they deceive us. Yes, they lie on us. Yes, 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 yes. But think about it. None of us are perfect, and we all are probably getting in somebody's way, probably not telling the whole truth about a situation or about an individual. Maybe we held back some information that could have been helpful to somebody. We so, you know, kind of deceived them. We're giving them half-truths or a little bit of information. So we have to understand, many times when we're so full of anger and we're looking at what someone else has done to us, the blinders come across our eyes and we don't realize that we may be doing some of those same things to other people. But, you know, God says be angry but sin not. So you had your anger on, you got angry, but don't sin by trying to, you know, get back, and I digress. But I just wanted to say this. Take the opportunity to put your best foot forward. It may mean talking to someone that you didn't feel, you know, gave you the best treatment. Or it may mean sitting in a brainstorming session with people that you feel are not supportive. Because in the interim of doing that, you may be able to extract the information you need to take care of what you're working on so that you won't be embarrassed when you have to present it. So self-sabotage is getting in your own way. And we have to be careful of that. Sometimes we say too much and we divulge too much information about our private lives, about our personal lives, about our family's lives. And sometimes it's time to speak up, to say something, and we don't. We keep our mouths shut. But as they say, empty mouths don't get fed. So we have to find that balance in all of that. When should we speak, Lord? When should we not speak, Lord? We must be able to find that balance in all of that. But we don't want to ever get in our own way. If we know we have an 8 o'clock meeting in the morning, we go to bed at an early hour so that we could be refreshed. We don't feel refreshed when we don't have enough sleep. We don't think as clearly when we don't have enough sleep. We don't respond as quickly when we don't have enough sleep. So if that's you, get out of your own way. If you know you have to be in for 8 o'clock, stop going to bed at 1 and 2 in the morning. Sure, you can get up and sure you can move around and you can be active, but are you at your best self? Are you giving yourself the best opportunity? It's like our kids. When we send them to school, we want them to get a good night's sleep. You're going to bed for 9 at the latest. Some say 8. You're going to get up and you're going to have a decent breakfast. And then you're going to be ready to learn. So if children who learn so much quicker than we do as adults need all of that, then think about it. We need much more because as children, they absorb. They're like sponges. You can teach them something and they absorb it when they're ready to learn. As parents, we help our children to be ready to learn so that they won't end up trying to always play catch up. But for our own lives, we tend to put ourselves in predicaments where we have to play catch up. So do ourselves a favor. Let's do ourselves a favor and get out of our own way. Let's stop the self-sabotage. If you know that you have a presentation the next day, don't stay out late and get all boozed up or whatever it is that, you know, some may do. You know, make sure that you are in control of all of your faculties, understanding, rehearse what you have to say. And that's my next. Let's learn how to rehearse the things we have to do. If you have a job interview on a street you don't recognize, or a street, oh, that sounds familiar, but I don't know where it is. Get out of your own way. Don't self-sabotage being late for that interview. Go take a dry run the day before. Take a dry run on your lunch hour or take a dry run after you get off of the job you are now working. Take a dry run. Make a dry run so you could know exactly where you're going for that interview the next morning. We make all of these little mistakes or what we call them mistakes. You know, we mess up. To be honest, fess up. We mess up. We mess up because we don't give ourselves adequate time to be great. We don't give ourselves adequate time to do the things that we need to do. Instead, we rush this, we rush that, we stretch ourselves far and wide and way too thin. We half step. You know, God says, whatever you're going to do, do it as unto me. Do it as unto the Lord. That's scripture. So how is it that you're stretching yourself so thin? How is it that you can't, you know, figure out which way to go next because you have so many irons in the fire and so many things are bumping other things, kind of like today with me. I was earning. I was at a job, so I had to finish what I was doing. But when I did finish what I was doing and decided to, if I had just walked straight to the car, it would have come back to me. This is Thursday. But because I didn't come straight to the car, I realized, wow, I almost missed it. Thank God for grace. But sometimes we're spread so thin, we have 5 and 6 projects in one day, and it's only one of us. We haven't eaten, or we haven't eaten properly, probably didn't get enough sleep the night before. So let's get out of our own way. Let's remember, whatever we do, let's do it heartily. Let's do it as unto the Lord. Let's learn the word no. Come on, rehearse it with me. No. Okay, let's say it again. No. Sometimes you have to say no. I cannot. Not that you can't half-step and do it, but you can't do it heartily. You can't do a great job at it because you already have so many other things pressing, so many other things that you have to give attention to. And you self-sabotage by taking on something that you know is going to require a lot of sweat equity that you don't have. And now you're feeling bad about it. Oh, my God. We feel so bad. We have guilt complexes because we let this one down, because we let that one down, because we couldn't fulfill this or we couldn't fulfill that. We have guilt complexes because we are living a life of self-sabotage. It's like we're sad, we're crying, we're feeling guilty, we feel overburdened, we feel overwhelmed. All of these things we allow into our lives. We allow. Yeah, sometimes I'll say, man, I'm overwhelmed. And I'll realize, well, you know, I got to find a solution. I don't like to belabor the problem. But I realized I allowed that to happen. I realized I allowed that to happen. Now, understand me. There are those very sparing situations that happen to us. We didn't necessarily allow it to happen. It just kind of fell on us, especially when it's dealing with family. Many times, you know, you love your family, especially your children and your parents. Your brothers and sisters, you love them too. But there are things you'll do for your parents and for your children that you may not do for your brothers and sisters. So if I have only $100 in the bank and my mom needed $99, I would give it to her. If I had a brother or a sister and I had $100 in the bank and they needed $95, I would probably say, no, I could meet you halfway and give you 50. Because there's something about a parent, something about your child is just a very, very special place. So sometimes we can become overwhelmed because the child did not tell us that they had a parental conference today. They didn't tell us. And you're working. You're at your job. It's not going to be easy to get off, but you probably could get off if you really, really pried and tried and, you know, even cried. You could probably get off, but the truth of the matter is you're feeling somewhat overwhelmed because you have all this to finish on your desk. You got this parental conference you didn't know about. And so, no, you didn't allow that to happen. Life just sat on you. But for the most part, there are those things that we allow to happen to us because we don't know how to say it. I'm sorry, I can't accommodate it today. But if you give me a couple of days, I can circle back around to you and I can help you out with that. You know, we don't necessarily know how to say no sometimes, especially to certain people that have a name or have some fame or we want to rub elbows with. We take on that extra load and we're self-sabotaging. We neglect our husbands. We neglect our children because we're trying to impress. Let's stop doing that. Let's come into our own. Let's understand who we are. Let's find that confidence and that courage to be who we are. Not haughtily. Let's remember humility is very important. And you have to work it to find that balance because it's hard for some people to try and maintain their humility yet walk in confidence and courage. Sometimes you get a little confused. So practice it. Practice walking in your courage and your confidence and yet still being humble. Somebody bump you in the store, you know, and say, hey, lady, what's wrong with you? No, that's not humility. To say, oh, I'm sorry, am I in your way? That's a better response. But it doesn't make you any lesser because you responded kindly. So let's try and remember that and get out of our own way. You have bills to pay? Take some time out from your television or your video games or whatever it is you enjoy doing. Go and do your little bookkeeping. Get your bills written out. Put them in an envelope with a stamp on it if you have one at home. And get it in a readiness position for when the postal person comes by. Get it in a readiness position. Procrastinating. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to do it tonight. Tonight comes. You're sleepy. Your eyelids won't stay open. I'm going to do it in the morning. You get a call. You got to run out. You got something to do. I'm going to do it tomorrow evening. Mm-mm. I thought about this morning. It came up in my spirit this morning. Why put off for tomorrow what you can get done today? It's not a new phrase. You heard it before, but it rose up in me this morning. Why put off for tomorrow what you can get done today? And I say, wow, that falls right in line with what I'm talking about today, self-sabotage. Sometimes we take a lackadaisical approach to things that we need to be trotting to, that we need to be running to. Sometimes we wait until the services are cut off, till we get a late fee added to our regular monthly payment before we handle the bill. Sometimes we wait until the next morning to get gasoline in our car when we know we have somewhere to be for 7 and we don't wake up until 6:30. So ladies, let's think ahead of the game, think out of the box even, and let's look at the way we do things. Sometimes we do things in such a trashy way. I don't mean to be offensive. I really don't. When I say trashy, I mean we just kind of haphazardly throw it together. We haphazardly throw it together. Some of us lead very junky lives in that area. We are not planners. Everything is spur of the moment, impromptu. And then you come back for the pickup after all the rushing and getting it all out and done. Then you got to come back and pick up your house and you got to come back and all the mess because you didn't take time to plan it. Now, granted, some things are going to be urgent. Some things are going to be, urgent. You're going to have to just drop what you're doing to handle it. But that should be the exception to the rule, not the norm. The norm should be, I know I have to be at work for 8 and I know how long it takes me to get there. Now I'm going to add 10 or 15 minutes to that time because what if they have an accident out there? I may need that extra time to get through the backed up traffic. So think excellently. Think out of the box. Think ahead of the game. Ask yourself some what ifs. What if this happened? What if that and what if that? Let me plan for this. Let me prepare for that. Let me get myself in place of readiness for this. It'll help you to get out of your own way. It'll help you to stop the self-sabotage. Most of us are guilty at some time or another. There are no big I's and little U's in my world. I believe God created all of us equal. So we have 24 hours in a day, and we have whatever education or experiences we have. We work with what we've got to get to where we're going. And I pray today that something clicked with you. And on that note, I want to invite you to come out Friday, 9 p.m., Clubhouse. Look for From Ashes to Beauty. Come talk with us. Not hear us talk necessarily. You'll get that too. Not talk to us. We'd like you to do that too. But come talk with us. Let's have a conversation this coming Friday. That's tomorrow. And that's going to be at 9 p.m. Central. Simply go to the Clubhouse. Hopefully you're a member there. Go to the Clubhouse. It's online. Get that app, Clubhouse. And then once you get in there, look for From Ashes to Beauty. And as I close today, I do want to throw out the lifeline. If there's anybody who is not saved, you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, I want to pray this simple prayer with you and then invite you to go to a Bible, a holy Bible. Go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and read those scriptures and receive what it has to say. But right now, please repeat after me. Dear Lord, come into my heart and create within me a clean heart. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I recognize that I am outside of his safety. I want to be inside. And I believe that Jesus died on Calvary and rose on the third day. God raised him up with all power in his hands. And if you prayed that prayer, hey, listen, I want you to know there's nothing fancy you got to do to get in. All you've got to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and get to Romans 10, 9, and 10. So you can get a better understanding of your salvation. May God bless you. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, From Ministry to Marketplace. And until next time, you stay blessed. Bye-bye.